A food movement is happening on TikTok right now.
Okay.
Ooh, I love food, Ant. Well, I don't love movement, but I love food.
Sure, and I have a feeling Brooke's going to be here for it.
Okay, what do we got?
She might already be there, and we just haven't talked about this yet. Because for a long time, if you're hosting a get-together, the top way to make it seem kind of classy is to put out a charcuterie board or a cheese plate.
Yeah.
And for people to snack on, and then you eat it and say fancy things like, exquisite. A pasteurization on this brie de mont is simply transcendent, yes. But you know what? That's old news.
Well, good, because those take so much work and money.
They're hard.
I mean, how many ingredients do you need?
That's why they're so bougie.
Yeah, that's how the dinosaurs did it back in 2020.
Oh.
Now, we're in the future, and what's sliding in to take its place? Butter boards.
Yes.
Ew, wait, what?
I am so on board for this.
They're all over TikTok right now. It's like a charcuterie plate, except instead of fine cheeses and meats, it's a tray covered in butter. Or multiple butters, and you just dip your bread or your fingers right into it and get squishy.
At least there's bread. I thought it was just plain butter.
When I was little, I used to love sneaking bites of butter. Did you do that when you were little? And now it's finally classy.
What are the options?
That explains a lot.
Like, this one's salted, this is unsalted.
Well, there's like a herb butter, a spicy butter.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
And lately, butter's become in big business, similar to wine, where they have sommeliers. Butter has butt molliers. Like, you can imagine being at a fine restaurant and the butt mollier comes and leans over and he's like, may I suggest pairing that dinner roll with a 2016 Lando Lakes?
Lando Lakes.
Or perhaps this divine 2011 tub of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
Oh. That's not even the spray kind.
This is from the land of Margarine.
Yes,
I mean, it's going to happen because people on TikTok are loving this.
Wow.
One person said, quote, butter boards are the greatest culinary invention since reindeer meat in a can.
Oh, my God.
That's a thing.
So class up and get your butter boards ready.
Okay.
We're also going to class up and get into the shot collar question of the day. And you're going to send it right on over to the classiest member of the morning show.
Yes, he is.
Digital Jake. What are we doing?
Well, over the last few days, we've been doing character impressions as the losing punishment for the shot caller.
Mm. Yes.
And real quick, we need to check in with the listeners.
Update on the poll.
What do they say? Apparently, they hate them today even more than they did yesterday.
I liked them.
We're going to keep going with it? Is that what you're saying?
Because if you missed it, Alexis did her version of a supersonic glue-huffing Elmo.
My God, that Elmo had a hard life.
I did the best I could.
And before that, Brooke delivered her insecure Yoda in the middle of going through a mental breakdown impression.
Dude, Yoda has feelings too, Jake.
Spot on.
And the listeners were not impressed.
Wow.
No, really.
So, that hurts. Both of those are not allowed to be picked. The options left are Kermit, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo,
okay.
Donald Duck,
it's gonna be hard.
And Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
We'll go around the room and each of you will get a round of trivia, and the person with the most correct answers at the end will get to pick which host will be zapped by an electric dog collar while doing a 10-second impression. And that's why they call it
Clocka Shocka!
Yeah.
We'll start with the person who still does 1 + 1 by counting on her fingers just to make sure.
Obviously.
Yeah. Smart move.
That's Alexis.
I always count my fingers, honestly.
All right, Alexis, you ready?
Yeah.
On a farm, what animal is a kid?
A chicken.
It's a goat.
Oh.
Which planet is known for having a ring?
A Jupiter.
Saturn. What vegetable is sauerkraut made from?
Onions.
That's cabbage.
God.
What is the name of Harry Potter's owl?
Oh, Hedwig.
The elementary school book. She got it.
It's a good way.
Go.
All right,
let's try.
You got one. You're in control of the shot caller for another 20 seconds or so. Jose, you're going to be up next.
Okay.
Jose, I want you to know when I beat you, I'm going to have you do the Kermit impression with an English accent.
Oh,
wow. English Kermit. That's actually really funny.
Jose is going to pull it off.
You'll see. That's kind of creative. I'll try.
All right, Jose, you ready?
Yes.
What color is the one ball in pool?
Yellow.
After Boardwalk, what's the next most expensive property in Monopoly?
Park Place.
Nice.
At 7 years old, Drew Barrymore is the youngest guest host of what show?
Pass.
and Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
What's your hallux, your big toe or your pinky toe?
Ooh, big toe.
There you go.
Okay.
Yay.
That was a total
your
guess.
Your hallux.
Jose, you got three correct.
Yes.
Those were not easy, Jose.
No, I stole my hallux.
It's not like you're Scottish.
Brooke, you need four to beat Jose and take control
Ooh,
of the clocker shocker.
Okay.
But when that doesn't happen and you take the L to me, Brooke, I'm going to have you talk like Shaggy trying to pick up a hottie at the bar.
Hey,
I don't know if that's allowed in Jake's rules, but that's what I'm going to go with.
Not the early 2000s singer, but the cartoon character.
Yeah, yes. That's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brooke, are you ready?
Yeah.
Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona meet at what U.S. landmark?
Four Corners.
What restaurant serves the Club Lulu?
Oh my God, I know it. Denny's.
It's Jimmy John's.
Yeah, I knew
that. Would you find penguins in the North or South Pole?
South.
What's the best-selling chocolate bar in the world?
Hershey's.
And Snickers.
Ooh.
Only two. Jose remains in the lead.
Yay!
I wouldn't think of Snickers as a chocolate bar because there's so much other things happening there.
Are we going to do this again?
Well, I'm
in front of everyone.
Think of it as a candy bar. There's nougat, there's caramel, there's peanut.
And chocolate!
There's people that lose gracefully, and then there's Brooke.
All right, Jeffrey, you need four to get control of the clocker shocker to beat Jose and get that English Kermit impression out of him.
All right.
All right, Jeffrey. Which continent has hosted the Olympics the most times?
Mm. North America.
It's Europe. Red, black, and what other color would you find on an official roulette wheel?
Green.
Ooh,
how many Saw films have there been?
Oh. Five?
Nine.
Oh!
What?
Cannes Film Festival takes place in what country?
France.
Yes.
There you go. I'm sorry. That's only two. Jose wins.
Is this
amazing.
The first time you're ever going
to
choose yourself just because you love to do impressions so badly?
Am I allowed to?
Absolutely.
What are the rules?
I'll allow it, Jose. Yeah. Just
oh
for
my
you.
Gosh. Okay. I'm going to shock myself, too.
This, oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm doing all
big
of
day.
It.
This is a first.
This
I'll
is
try
so
and
weird.
Do British Kermit.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, we're going to try and do British Kermit.
Okay.
So Kermit the Frog here.
Okay.
But I'm in England, and I would like some tea and crumpets.
Yeah!
Oh, that was for the queen. Oh, too soon.
She would have loved it. She would have loved it.
She would have liked it. She would have liked it.
In your honor, me, queen.
What?
Okay.
Oh,
that's for you, QE2. That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.